It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. All this week, we've heard from Vermont's young professionals as part of our Choosing Vermont series. While many young Vermonters have chosen to stay in the state to find work, others have left and more are considering leaving. Today, we're speaking with Vermont's Economic Development Commissioner, Lisa Goslin, about what the state is doing to attract and keep young professionals in the state. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Neil.
There's certainly a perception that young Vermonters leave the state, either for college or after graduation. Is there any data to back up this perception?
Vermonters have always left the state, and I think that's true for any state where you have a large college population. People grow up here, they go to college, they want to experience something different. For instance, from 1950 to 1960, about 9.4% of people in their 20s left the state. That number stayed about the same between 1990 and 2000. But between 2000 and 2010, the last year that we have data for, that number has actually dropped to 8.3%. Further, what we're seeing is that Vermont now has the second highest in-migration of college-educated people after the state of Massachusetts. So what's that telling us? It's telling us, yes, people might leave the state for college or for, you know, the first couple of years of work, but they are coming back and they're coming back well-educated.
So what is the state doing to keep young, talented Vermonters here? Are there any innovative programs we should know about?
We have, you know, the second lowest unemployment rate in the nation. And as I travel around the state talking to businesses, what I constantly hear is we need more great young people here. Because of that, we launched an initiative that we called the Great Jobs in Vermont campaign. And what that is it's an effort to raise awareness of the job opportunities here in Vermont. And what we did is we partnered with the Vermont Department of Tourism to promote on their site a Careers in Vermont link. That link will then take you to the Vermont Department of Labor site, as well as to a LinkedIn site that promotes the jobs.
Lisa, do you have any examples of some of these jobs that are currently being left unfilled?
On the LinkedIn site, if you look, there are several hundred jobs that have been posted in the last few weeks, including jobs for, say, software or SEO developers at King Arthur Flour in White River Junction, engineering jobs at Mack Molding in Arlington, Vermont, lots of different jobs at Burton. Keurig Green Mountain Coffee Roasters has been hiring lots of people recently in all sorts of levels, ranging from engineering to product development.
It sounds like a thriving community. What about the business community? Is it getting the support it needs in order to create more attractive jobs?
One of the things we're looking at, this is an initiative that came out of Act 199, is to create the Vermont Strong Scholars Program. And this would better connect students who have grown up in Vermont, who have gone to school in Vermont, with job opportunities by basically creating a loan forgiveness program for students who pursue certain career paths for which there are jobs when they come out of college. And then they stay here and pursue those jobs.
Many of the people that we've heard from in this series talked about the high cost of living and low wages as a big concern. Do you hear that as well?
We do hear that. And I think that that is probably true in certain parts of the state. I think it's also probably untrue in other parts of the state. If you actually look at national data, Vermont's rents are not, you know, that much higher than they are in other neighboring states. As a matter of fact, they're often lower. Our wages, particularly in the tech sector, are increasing. And actually in the tech sector, they are, I think Vermont was the eighth fastest growing set of wages in the software and IT sector.
What advice do you give young Vermonters who would like to stay here but tell you that they can't find work that matches their skills?
I think in some instances, we have not set up a good enough network for people to find those types of work. So I think one thing that we're working at, you know, as a state is to try to better communicate what jobs are available. I think young Vermonters also need to network themselves more, to join some of the young professionals group, to understand that just because you're in software and IT doesn't mean that you shouldn't, say, be working for a media company or for, say, King Arthur Flour or working in lots of other businesses that might be using software and IT but might not necessarily be software and IT businesses.
Lisa Goslin is the Commissioner of the Department of Economic Development. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.